Welcome to the Geeky Grandma with an Encouraging Nudge podcast. Hi, this is Jill McCarthy coming to you live from South Carolina this week. This is our episode number 41. Good morning. This is Jill McCarthy coming to you live from what should have been the Voices of Women Mega Summit number 3. And what do you do if you go to get online and your passcode doesn't work? Well, this is my punt. And I was scheduled this morning to be presenting live. And since it is time for me to be presenting live, here I am. And this morning's talk was called Trust Your Voice. And last year when I did the Voices of Women Summit, I did a talk called Reclaiming Your Voice, Mind, Body, Way. And that was about getting my throat to work, trusting it, and speaking up no matter who you were around. And that took a lot of years. I had a lot of sore throats. And if you want those details, you can find them on the Geeky Grandma podcast. I have recorded that talk and made it available for you to listen to. This morning's talk was supposed to be an interview, and the interview hasn't happened, so I guess you get me as a solo speaker this morning. And when you do a Voices of Women Summit talk, you have 3 key points. My 3 key points this morning are, number 1, consistency, number 2, confidence, and number 3, conviction. Now, when I was reclaiming my voice last year's talk, it was getting back those little pieces. What comes next? What comes after reclaiming it and getting your voice to speak up in front of people? What would come next? And trust your voice was the idea that came to mind. And I just like to focus in on that word trust for a little while. And as I thought about the word trust, the picture that came to my mind was, if you had a really good friend and you asked them to arrive at your house at 10 o'clock, you were going to have a brunch, and you told them to arrive at 10 o'clock, would you expect that person to be at your door? Would they come? Would they bail at the last minute? Would they show up a half an hour early, or would they show up 20 minutes late? But if you've been with this friend for a long time, then chances are whatever they normally would do, they would do it in that situation. If they were one to leave you hanging, well, then I hope you have backup plans. And if they were one that's always 20 minutes late, but they do come, then you can still, you know, the hot treats you've made in the kitchen, just leave them warming for a little bit longer, but they'll be there. And the point is if you have a friend that you can trust, the word that came to mind as I thought on that was consistency. That if you have this best friend that's always very punctual, you can always tell that within 5 minutes either way of 10 o'clock that they will show up and that you can count on it. And that's what I'd like to say on your voice. If you are able to speak up. And years ago, women weren't allowed to speak up, but that was a long, long time ago, and we've since reclaimed our voices. But do you trust your voice? And are you consistent in what you say? And the consistency goes like, if you're afraid to say what you really mean, then maybe you say it kind of weak and not really come out with all that you wanted to talk about. If you're in a gaslighting situation, maybe you're not even sure what you believe anymore. But when you do have that voice and you begin to trust it and you begin to trust that whoever you're talking to, you're going to be saying what you really think and what you really believe. Well, that doesn't mean it has to be rude or obnoxious or anything else, but just be consistent to who you are and what's important to you. And so that's what I'd like to say as my first point, is consistency has to go along with that trusting of your voice. But once you start trusting it and you know that it's okay, and if somebody doesn't agree with you, that you can stand strong in it anyway, then you really are starting to trust your voice. And once you've been doing that for a while, my second word was confidence. Do you have confidence in your voice? And that may take a little while. Many people really struggle with confidence in themselves in any way, and especially in their voice. Like we say, speaking in front of a crowd is one of the worst fears that people have. And that takes a little practice getting up in front of people and talking. I've used the example in other stories that people pretend with a hairbrush in their bedroom and pretend they're singing or talking or whatever. And you can do that if that helps you. But one thing I found about confidence over the years is the biggest boost to my confidence came when I did something I didn't think I could do and I was able to do it. And I had a very difficult year in school one year, and I could tell you stories that would curl your hair, but the point is I lived through them. I made it okay. The kids made it okay. Was it my best year teaching? Probably not, but I still got through it. And once I got through that really difficult one, it gave me a kind of a badge to say, yeah, hand it to me. I can do it. And have you ever been through a situation like that? Have you ever done something really hard? Maybe you're someone that says, I don't have a lot of confidence. Well, think back to that time you took your driver's test, the time you went. And I don't know, you could have done any number. You climbed a mountain you didn't think you could climb. Or you baked a cake and you decorated it and it turned out really great. Whatever was kind of challenging for you and you were able to do it, that gives you a confidence. And so we've got our consistency, we've got our confidence. And what's the last thing that can happen? Well, I use the word, I like alliteration. So I went for the word conviction. And when you trust your words, you start trusting yourself, you start trusting your beliefs. You take a chance on speaking up, whether the audience agrees with you or disagrees with you, but it's true to who you are, then I call that conviction. And conviction may come from wisdom. It may come from your personal beliefs. It can come from many things. But when you start saying your words like you really mean them, and you're really talking to your audience, and you want to speak to their hearts from your heart, then the words come out with conviction. And that conviction is what moves an audience to action. When you are saying the right words at the right time to the right person, then they may be there at the right season of their lives to hear your words. And maybe it's your story that will make a difference in their life. And I call that conviction. That might be a word that you've heard in some more spiritual settings. I have the gift of exhortation, which means that I am compelled to speak. And usually my words are compelling words. And those words, when you get up in front of people, they can touch lives. Don't have to shout them. Don't have to whisper them. I can say it in my normal voice, but you never know who's going to hear your words. You never know when it's going to be that right moment or when they're going to hear your particular voice. So this voice is being recorded right now, and it'll end up on a podcast at some point. And those words, somebody flipping through the podcast may one day just catch the title, Trust Your Voice. And maybe they're listening at a point when they don't trust it all that much, when they have a hard time believing their own words, they have a hard time believing in themselves. I've used a phrase before that I had a lot of mentors who trusted me before I trusted in me. And I gladly paid that forward. I want to trust in you until you're able to trust in you. I want to help you to find or to reclaim your voice. And I want you to help you to start trusting that voice. And when you're trusting, you kind of test it out. Can you stand on it? Like back to that friend at the beginning, can you trust that they're going to come at 10 o'clock? So do you set your timer so things are exactly done when they come through that door at 10 o'clock? You're pulling those treats out of the oven. Can you stand on it? Do you absolutely believe that if it's whatever possible that they'll come through that door? That's trusting in them. We've trusted in others for over time, and sometimes it works and sometimes it doesn't. But when you're talking about yourself, you can't run away from you. You're you, and you're there, and you're who you have to trust your voice and begin to take the chance to speak up and make difference in other lives. So listen to your heart. See what message it is that you have to tell. Tell it consistently. Tell it with confidence, and tell it with conviction. And that's the end of my story. Bye.
See you in the funny papers. Bye-bye for now.